Hello, all my cozy players. This is the Dominion League Panda Podcast. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for November 11th, 2022. Did I say Strumpf and the Invention of Time last episode? Well, not really. There's so much to do! By the way, this is episode 99! Incredible. Our A players got some matches in since last we spoke. Mixinak won his match against Shad and lost against Fika. NASmith99 played and won three matches against Shad, Lemonspawn, and Fika. And then Fika and Kazmar0828 tied and Shad won against Lemons. NASmith99 pushed past Mick to the top of the division. Earl remains at the top of B1 with 83% in 3. Not a lot of matches have been played in this division! Minionpan is in number 1 of B2 with 69% in 3. Akuchi is the new number 1 in C1. Chorus is at the top of C2. Shout out to Chorus for an excellent Dominion Online Championship run! Shanahan has finished his season and is now waiting at the top of C3 to see if anyone will catch him. And Furcole is in first position of C4. In D1, Zmobi sits at the top with 81% wins in 3. Micah the Debater is the number 1 of D2 with 69% in 3. The Matt BK and W. Morrison are now tied in the lead of D3. Jean-Michel is the new number 1 in D4. The European Mole remains in the lead of E1, as does Kateri in E2 with 71% wins in 4. Srimruva is a number 1 of E3. Skoba27 remains at the top of E4 with 74% in 21 games. Catstealer remains at the top of E5 with an impressive 88% win rate. Celtrosa remains in the lead of E6. Yoifuro is in first position of E7. And in E8, Casual Majestic remains at the top. Special shout out to Casual Majestic, who played all five matches in the very first week of the season. So speedy. I think I have collected some results comments. All right, so John's commented on his results from B2 against Sammy. They tied. Thermodynamics is the only physical theory of universal content concerning which I am convinced that within the framework of the applicability of its basic concepts, it would never be overthrown. Quote by Albert Einstein. Then Rainbow Chalice tied B-Split in G5 and said, fun games and player. Also beware of cats attacking your mouse. It makes for weird place. And Pizza Planet played 2-1 against Goba27 in E4 and said, it seems that if the game has Villa, I lose. And Kubu played 3-5-2-5 against Clam Chowda for D4 and said, I'm glad nobody was listening to my commentary. Matt979 played 4-2 against Bambukler in E5 and said, nice fast games with baseball drama on TV. So, everyone, we have 75 members of the Significant League Club right now, which is a very healthy amount at this point in the season. We welcome our new members. I told you about Earl and Minion Pawn. We also have Furcole, Zmobi, Micah the Debater, Talpa Europea, Kateri, Skoba27, Catstealer419, Yoifuro, Kriesta, Casual Majestic, A. Libby 1152, Ginger Bow Tie, Leslie Nope, C. Roy 8, Ultimate Geek, Mookie V, Ketra, Jomar 194, Tony Wild, The Menno 613, Helby, Oscar Eigenrahm, Tortue, Ezra Mick, Empty Magus, Ari Brown 714, ZW Lemon, Matt MM, B Split, and Wilk, Buckboom 55, Alex Smith Backwards, Micha 1980, Xenomorph, M. Kurofi, Ruapadi, Julian Mark, M. Katzmann, Fool of a Took, 10. I don't think I knew of this player. Fool of a Took! I love it. KD5MDK, HJC 1710, TB Carson, Prez 987, Shorty Sacks, Yeti Mangoku, Cooper 667, Hashtag Ash, Twanita, Zokolovich, Fifi 35410, Pinda Power, Henny 005, Annie Lord, John Boy, Super Dave 3, Big Moose, Madrone 5, Letters and Numbers, Hill Button, Frenchie 78180, Cecilia Duan, Express 1, Breathman, Mr. Badger, Atkins 283, Martini for Me, Seb Esperanto, Susan Calvin, TDPF 103, Aninaima, Humanist, Zonestral, and Operator! Amazing. And our top three players. Wow. We are very, very successful. A successful season so far. This is very impressive. Third place with 87%, Sokolovich of age 16. Second place with 88% each, we have Cat Stealer 419 and E5 and Frenchie 78180 and I9. And in first place, with 92%, we have Alibi 1152 and F1. Amazing. A new iteration of All Size Game started! Chestick won the final match of Big Games 10 against Snowbizzy and is our current Big Games champion! Congratulations! Maji and I played in the finale of Medium Games 14 and I won. And Ninema won the Small Games 21 finale against GZ and is our current Small Games champion. Congratulations. Chestik and I took a champs picture together that you can see in the Size Game server. Now that the top 8 interviews are almost all done and done, I kind of feel like the interesting part of the Dominion Online Championship, to me personally, is over. But of course, the tournament is very much not. Quick recount. So, JNails won against both Nezala and Safe Kimo to emerge as the top 8 candidate from his family of inventors. Sangatsu won against Chad and Crabcat and thereby won the best bracket. Marine claimed the Mason's top 8 spot over Pop 180. The Woodworkers saw Yurika Moma advance over Triple Range Merch and Topher 1588. Cidera 1 climbed to the top of the Nomads bracket over Tufte and Sharer. Chorus ended up as the top witch with her win against Ani. RTT once again made top 8 after winning against Maya Kizuki and Katiri in the Desert Guy bracket, and Marcos emerged victorious from the Fellowship of Scribes over Rust 2 and Minion Pawn. All 4 quarterfinal matches went down in the past 2 weeks. Sangatsu, Marin, Cider, and RTT all advanced to the semifinals. Yesterday, Cider won against RTT and is our first finalist of the Dominion Online Championship 2022! Marin and Sangatsu will play later today. So it has been brought to my attention that I never really explained how the German League works. Well, everyone who wants to participate can register at the website and then play games anytime they want against any willing German League opponent. Everyone starts with 1500 points, and then points are deducted or awarded according to your game results. There are about 100 players overall who are distributed more or less evenly over four tiers, the copper, silver, gold, and platinum tiers. On the last Saturday of the month, a Q-Cup style tournament takes place, and at the end of the year, there will be some sort of grand final tournament to determine the German Dominion champion 2022. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and it's for the German-speaking countries. Although I don't really know. I mean, like, I guess anyone who speaks German can participate, is how I understand it, but not sure. All right, so two Duffmen snuck back into our current top five. Chestic, U Exodus, and Snickers are in places 4 to 2, and Loh remains at the top. El Taco won the last monthly tournament. Negative came in second, and our dear Tortuga 1 made third place. Congratulations! So, for my personal weekend games, I had a pretty rough time with this game the past 2 weeks or so. It didn't spark joy at all, no matter if I lost or won a match. Yeah, no fun times, but I'm happy to report that I'm feeling better about it again. I have one more league match left to play, which I will be doing today, and then I need to finish the Rexets tournament. And yeah, I'm very happy about winning medium games. So for the preview, today, Marin will play Sangatsu for the championship semi-finals at 11:30. At 14, Lemon Spawn will play Kazumaru Oe 28 for League A, of course. Sammy will play Yurika Mama for B2 at 14 UTC, and also at the same time, Chorus will play Monkfish for C2. At 16 UTC, Bluey the Bear will play Akka3 for B1, and Charu will play Jean-Michel for D4. And at 19 UTC, Bitterworm Coil will play Furco for C4. Tomorrow, that is Sunday, Yurika Mome will play Johns for League B at 1 UTC. I do not approve of this time because I will be asleep.
I'm very upset.
Also at 1 UTC, Akuchi will play The World for C1. At 2, Grass Wonder will play Sasha206 for D3. At 9, Heth will play Makos for C1. Fika will play Lemon Spawn for League A at 14 UTC. And Monkfish will play Gamesu for C2. Then at 18 UTC, Kubu will play Makos for C1. And on Tuesday, Minion Pun will play Zyrix for B2 at 21 UTC. And I mean, at some point next week, there will be, hopefully, the grand finale of the Dominion Online Championship. But we will all be there and be notified. And with this, we have reached Spec Chat. I have been strolling down memory lane a little and listened to some Ärzte songs. There is, of course, much to say about this band, which was very important to me growing up, and I have a lot of affection for these silly people, although a lot of the songs are really cringy and quite difficult to listen to nowadays. But so many are so great, too. I said there's much to say, but I'm not going to today. Just sharing a song or two with you. Yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf. And I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!